Okay, folks, meeting's live. I would like to welcome everyone to it. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question or C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Just Glenn, you asked the question. I think what we'll do is we'll stick to the chat if you wish to speak, but then obviously we'll use the system within the council chambers.
We're going to make a request there and then if yourself.
Yeah, and then press your button at the same time.
We need to continue using
the chat because so we're all clear on that there. It's just that as normal. You just obviously have to push a button to come in to speak on the system in the chamber. Okay. Apologies. I have apologies from Councillor Kenley, Councillor Gilbreath and Councillor King. Is there anybody else that we're aware of? No. I'll stop. Any declarations of interest? Councillor Campbell?
Chair, I have a declaration of interest on item 8 on the agenda.
Fair enough, thank you. Anybody else? No. We then move on to item 3, which is the action sheet from Monday the 11th. Comment on what? Is it relevant to the agenda?
No, it's not. It's nothing completely different. I think it's very important.
Well, no, if it's not on the agenda, Glenn will not be taking it.
At all. I was going to ask what if the possible the committee.
I'm going to move on. The action sheet, 11th of September 23. Anybody, any comments or anything they'd like to raise on the action sheet? Take it, that's a no. Anybody online? Nothing. Okay. Proposer and a seconder for that, please. Proposed, Mr. Campbell and Mr. Listen, Glenn, or anybody else, if you have any issues that are outside the agenda, if you raise them with me before the meeting, then I'll make a decision as to whether I'll take them or not at the meeting then for future reference.
Just
like yeah, well, you're still going to try and get it in, but I'm not having it, Glenn, no harm to you. Number four, then. You'll not get sure. Number four, to consider the following notice of motion in the names of myself, Councillor Lohan, and Councillor Kate Murphy. I'll just read the motion. I can't get my glasses on for this, because the writing's that small. That this council regrets that the Warren Pine Path continues to fall into a state of disrepair and has now become an eyesore on what is one of the most scenic views in Ireland, welcomes the effort made by council and local councillors who worked hard to ensure planning permission for the redevelopment of the baths was retained in 2022, but expressed its disappointment that a recent funding application to the British Government's Levelling Up Fund to redevelop the bath site was unsuccessful. Recognises the construction of the Narrowwater Bridge is due to commence in early summer 24, and with it comes increased tourism and economic opportunities for the wider One Point of South Down region. Further agrees that a viable and innovative project like the Baths will complement much anticipated Narrowwater Bridge. This will help to increase tourism numbers to One Point and drive the local economy. agrees that the council should make the redevelopment of the baths a flagship council project in the new term, commits to actively seeking alternative funding for the project through avenues such as the Irish Government Shared Island Fund. And reading it clearly, folks, the motion really spells it out. This has been on the agenda of council going back into the old council. I think it was 1996 that the baths originally closed down, and here we are in the year 2023. We're still no further forward, and the dilapidated state of the baths. And just recently there this summer, as anybody who lives locally will know, we finished the first part of our EA scheme, which has dramatically improved the front shore along where the baths is. And unfortunately, the baths itself sits as an eyesore on the seafront. And now, hopefully before Christmas, we'll start on phase two of the seafront development. But again, all the good work we've done is lost to the very fact that we have this eyesore that sits on our front shore. And it's really asking the council to redouble its efforts, taking into account that the Narra Water Bridge is to start hopefully next year. And with that, that sort of brings all the economic benefits that there is with it. Also, it attaches Warren Point to Onamiath for the first time in a long time since the small boats that used to travel between the two in the past. So it's calling on council to redouble their efforts. And I think we really need to get to a stage where we can bring to a conclusion the redevelopment of the baths. So,
do I need a proposal in a second for that again?
No, right, it's already been through council. Okay. So, it's open to the floor then. Anybody wants to make a comment? Or Councillor Savage, you're the first I see up on it there.
Okay. Yes, Chair. I and my party obviously agree with your sentiments. This was a potentially strong project that would have transformed the whole seafront when you take in the whole BI scheme that's going on. It is important that we continue our endeavours to seek funding, should that be from the Shared Island Fund, from other funding sources across these islands and beyond. Look, the bottom line is, in 3 years' time, it'll be 30 years since the baths closed, and it's showing every sign of that. Maybe what we could be looking at is an interim measure that when the EI schemes are completed, that at least the place is painted and tidied up a bit, that it at least doesn't look as big an eyesore as it possibly could be against that backdrop. But look, we all have to work together on this. I think it's very important that all councillors from all parties come together with officials and try and look at a plan B and try to see what we can bring together here that will add to our strong tourism offering across South Down and South Armagh, and make sure that this gap that's there at the minute is filled, and filled with the project that justifies its location in one of the beautiful parts of Ireland. I'm happy to support the motion, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Savage. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to bring Ali in. He's going to present the report or response from.
Thanks, Chair. So, this is the status details in the report there. Officers are currently working with partners in Louth County Council on a shared island funded feasibility study for looking at the opportunity to build Carling for Dock as a destination. But we very much see as central to that that the baths being a key proposition. And a key capital project for development and funding for development in the next few years, hopefully. So as officers, we're pushing very hard as part of that feasibility study, but if there's any other funding opportunities in the meantime, pushing to try and find available capital funding to push the project on. It has planning permission now, and that remains, but we're mindful too that time is ticking on it. So, that's just to say there's full details in the report, Chair, and happy to take any further questions if required.
Thank you, Andy. I have Councillor Hannah next.
Chair, we and the DUP will neither be supporting this nor objecting against it, so we'll be abstaining.
Okay. I take it there's nobody else from the committee wants to speak. The next councillor in line is Councillor McAteer. He's not on the committee, but I'll bring him in then. There's no other one requested. So Councillor McAteer will finish off on this.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, and again.
What?
All right, don't touch. All right, right. Yeah. That's right. Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, Chair, sure, yeah, and Chair, sure, thank you just for bringing the motion, a very good motion brought forward on the back of what's happening within the Shared Island Fund. And certainly very much back on that as a Crowdleaf Councillor as well. We both share the same sentiments, but seeing the Baths been active again and something positive happening. And that's a good step forward, I think, as we talked about earlier on. A good step forward to at least approach the Shared Island Fund, as we've done so as well around the Castle Crown, a lot trying to get a sound and, I suppose, an outstanding attraction that would be, could be possible in Warren Point between that and everything else. So I think I'm a firm believer in using all the assets that we have or even had got and making the best out of those for Carlingford Lough and seeing that, bringing that forward. So I think that's a really good step, very supportive of the motion. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Declan. Okay.
We just need somebody from the committee then to second, because you're on the particular council and nothing else.
Okay. I've obviously proposed it, so I need a seconder for it. Councillor Clark second that then. Okay, folks, thank you. We then move on to item number 5, which is the entertainment license.
Yeah.
All right, so you need a vote on it then, yes?
It's a roll call vote, yeah.
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 To you, Glenn.
Councillor Andrews?
Councillor Andrews? Can we move on? Come back.
Yeah. Councillor Bowsey? Councillor Campbell? Councillor Clark? Councillor Gilbreth is absent. Councillor Hannah? Councillor Kerr? Councillor King is absent. Councillor Lee Surgener?
4.
Councillor Selena Murphy? Councillor Quinn?
4.
Councillor Rowan?
4.
Councillor Savage? Councillor Tinley is absent. Councillor Truesdale?
4.
We have 9-4, none against, and 2 abstentions, so that's carried.
Okay, we move on then to item number 5, entertainment license, Quinn's Bar, Newcastle. So Jonathan's just going to give us a brief update on this.
Chair, this was before the special committee in June. The license was agreed for a 3-month period with some conditions, Chair. In the intervening period, those conditions have been reviewed with environmental health officers and licensing officers, and we, the owner and the residents, to our local people. So the recommendation is now that the license goes forward and is renewed for the full year, so all the preconditions have been met.
So I need a proposer and a seconder on this item. No, it's proposed, Councillor Bowsey. Or a question, is it? Sorry. Councillor Bowsey, go ahead.
Thank you. Just going through the report here, I was just wondering what time the noise test was at, and did the nightclub know that the test was happening while it was being tested?
Yes, those would have been all done as part of the conditions, Chair. I don't know, having the exact time of when the noise test was done, but it was within the conditions that were imposed.
You want it on again?
Yes. You want to turn it off and then back in there?
See, that was just done there.
So just to clarify, when the testers went into the neighbour's house, was the nightclub aware that this test was happening? In other words, did they have the opportunity to turn the music down when the test was happening?
I think let's clarify that afterwards, sure. I haven't got the exact detail on.
Okay, I think I have a proposer from Councillor Clark on a seconder, from Councillor Savage and a comment from Willie as well.
Yeah, just very briefly, Chair, it's clearly the applicant has worked closely with the environmental health officers to ensure, you know, the premises abides by the noise levels. There's been a number of, you know, visits, and it has been independently viewed by the environmental health officers. They've been on the premises, and obviously the person objecting conceded that the noise was inaudible. So I'm happy enough to propose.
Sorry, I don't see any other comments from anyone else, so we'll move on. That's proposed and seconded. The other is yet? Okay, folks, then we then move on to the next items, which are restricted. So, items 6 to 8 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So kind of a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session. So proposed Councillor Savage and second Councillor Andrews. Okay, so the first item. Okay, the following items while in closed session were agreed. Item number 6, Dublin Belfast Economic Corridor Procurements, on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Campbell. It was agreed to approve the attached business case for the procurement of the communications engagement partner for the Dublin Belfast Economic Corridor. Item 7, Hornpoint Front Shore Revitalisation Scheme, on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Savage. It was agreed to approve the implementation of the Hornpoint project as set out in the agreed action plan and the allocation of the required match funding from the 23-24 revenue budget. Proceed with the required procurement exercises and appointment of suppliers to deliver the project. Item 8, the St Patrick's Day Parade, for noting on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgeon, it was agreed to note the contents of the report. Yeah, and then the rest of the items on the agenda are for noting down as far as number 13. So thank you, everyone. That's the meeting. The proposal and a seconder for those noted items, Councillor Bowsey, Councillor Campbell. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I will get around.